I'd like to talk about Meleches Ksiva and Meleches Kosev and Moicha. The Melechot Ksiva and the Mishkan was they numbered or lettered the balls, the Kroshim, to know which ones pair up with the other ones. The Pasuk says, HaMishkan Kemishpotoi, they set up the Mishkan like it's Mishpot. Chazal say, V'chi Mishpot Yesh Le'itzim, what judgment do these balls have? Ele Keresh Shezocha Litno B'tzofoin, Eire Reshai Lezuzo Mishon. Any keresh which has a fixed place, tzofen has to remain in tzofen.
Yeah.
And similar other places as well. So therefore they made a simon, two letters, it's probably went aleph, beis, gimel dalet. So therefore that's why the malacha of ksiva is with two letters, so that's how they managed to pair up the kroshim. The Avnei brings an interesting another mokor where there was ksiva in the Mishkan. Eile pekuta ha-Mishkan, they made accounts, cheshbonos, from everything to make sure all the materials were used up in the correct way. So he says, the Kenzai Taka, we learned from there as well, the ksiva which they did in all the cheshbonos, eile pekuta ha-Mishkan, they wrote down everything, all what was used, what was given over to the umnin, and what they took back, to make sure everything was used up, was used correctly. So that was another ksiva, another where the malacha, when ksiva was done in the setting up of the Mishkan. The Rambam brings the halachas, quite a few halachas of ksiva, and the Rambam says, "Ein ha-kosev chayev ad she'ichtev shtei oisiyos." To be chayev a chatos for the malach of ksiva, one is only chayev when one writes two letters, like we said, that's how they did it in the Mishkan and the Kroshim. One letter itself wouldn't have any meaning. It was one letter on one board and another letter on the second board, so the two letters together could pair up. So the chayev is only when you write two oisius.
Some letters are made up of two oisius.
No, but if you take away the root of the ches, and that makes two zions, then you would be chayim. But ches itself is only one letter.
Yeah,
that's how you write it. That's called the ches. Yeah, that's an interesting nukud. I was just going to mention that, but if you take the ches away with the intention to make that you need two zions, then you'll be chayv even just that itself. So the chiv is anywhere you write two letters, but the issa deraisa is even when you write one letter, chatzi shir, osam min ha-Torah. Even when you have a word which is already written, and it's all it is missing, is one letter, it's still only potter, because you only wrote one letter. If, with the one letter, you're mashlim a sefer, Chorim say it means you're mashlim a sefer Torah, then you're chayv even just with one letter. Because that's a tikkun. Tikkun, a hanem maizim, you made a whole sefer, then you're chayv.
That's not as ksiva.
Als ksiva. Not als makkeba patish. Als ksiva. That's called the melech. That's mecheshves. The chashuv. It's such a choshev ksiva. That's called a sheer sholei, even for meleches ksiva.
Mela, you're writing a word. That's a mela word as well. So mela. If you write the last letter to a sektera, so you're making that word. That's making a word of it.
A word is not enough. Even if you have a word, let's say three letters of the word are there, it's only missing a fourth letter. You're potter if you finish a word. it's only a Sefer Torah, only a mamash of finishing a whole thing. But just finishing a word is not enough. The Na'am is not enough to be chai. So that's an interesting point, Tucker, which, yeah, and even if you write, let's say, a letter, a mem with an abbreviation, like a mem, like, I want to say, instead of you get 50 malk, 40 malk, 39, so you write mem with a, yeah, with a, yeah, with a sign, with apostrophe, that should be minion 40, instead of potter. Didn't write a letter, no, you didn't write a whole, you write two letters, you're still potter. So then, Taka, this, the Rambam brings this halacha, like we just said before, if you divide, if you have a ches, and you take the roof off the ches, and it becomes two zayin, and you need it, you're chayv. Now this is interesting, it's a big chiddush, because in Hilchas Ksiva Sefer Torah, that is possible. If you need, if it was meant to be two zayins, and you're a ches, and you knock off the roof, and it becomes automatically two Zions, and that's what we call Chok Toiches. It's got to be, the letter became by itself, came because you took off the side point, and that's how the letter became. It's possible. But nevertheless, if for that, that's in Hilchas Sefer Torah, and Hilchas Tefillin and Mezuzas. But if the Gavish Shabbos, if that's what you need, some of the man is writing a Siddur, Ksav Ashuris. And that's what he needs. He needs two Zions. And there's a ches, then he takes the roof off Yechayah, because that's Toshtek. But the Ram says that Melech Shabbos is different to Hilchas Ksiva Sefer Torah. This is Melechas Machsheves Osr Torah. You need two Zions for it. So even though Benson appear the Sefer Torah, it wouldn't be two Zions, but if that's what the man wants, two Zions, that's called Nasis Machshavtoi, and it's called, and he's Chayah.
All languages
Yechayah as well. Two letters, even if it doesn't make a word, example, if you write an aleph and a gimel, you're chayv, even if it doesn't make up any, it has no meaning to it. But the interesting thing is, if you write equal letters, then only if it makes or creates a word through that, like gag, or chach, or dad, like a tap.
If there's a time lapse between the two letters.
No.
So an hour, 2 hours later, you write a second letter, you're chayv.
If there was in the same shkoga, you're chayv. The Shem Furish and the Rambam as well. Yeah, so it's going kesev. I'll come to that in a few minutes. Melechas ksiva is talking about, like I said, any language, if you write in Losh Kodesh, English, Arabic, any ksav as well, any lettering, one is chayv. So even if you wrote it on two different boards, for example, you wrote it on two walls, you've got a doorway, and you write one letter on inside on this side of the doorway, and the other letter on the other side of the doorway, and you can read them together, you're chayv.
Two languages also?
No, not. You've got to have both letters in the same language. Not you can't have one letter in this language. It's got to be Nikroim Zer Bezer. You can't have one letter in Lush and Kodesh and one letter in English.
Yeah, moving two Scrabble letters together, but we consider it a Zebra.
I'll come to that later. Well, we're just talking about actually writing the letters. Putting the letters together is a different thing. The Rambam adds, even if a man took a parchment and he writes on one end of the parchment one letter in this country, and then he goes on that same day to another country and he writes another letter, he's still chayv. Because it's possible, even if he writes it on another parchment, in another country, it's chayv because it's possible to read them together. As long as he wrote them, says the Rambam learns, he wrote them each one on the edge. So if this was one parchment, you wrote it on this end, and then you took another piece and you wrote it in another country here, because it can be read together, so then there's also chayv.
Leave one behind, you didn't know this.
No, you leave one behind. Didn't take it with him.
You couple them together then.
It's possible to be read together. It's possible to be read together It's chayim. Yeah, even if you didn't, if you would put them together, you're chayim. As long as you don't have to do any cutting to it, But once, if it's on different, if you're at one letter on this side, and then one letter on this side, then you would have to cut them together to read them together, then you're bottom. No, we're not worried about that. It's got to be Yom Kippur Shabbos. It's got to be Helamecha. Whether the Issa is whether it includes whether you're writing or whether you're marking on whatever you write, even on paper, on wood, even the Rambam Kisev al Dasoroi is Chai. Even if a man writes him al Dasoroi is Chai. And that's the interesting thing, because that's the Chiddush, because Be'etzim, it's not by al Dasoroi, it's not going to Be'etzim, because it's got to be Ksiva Mekayim. But this is called Ksiva Mekayim because Be'etzem, the Ksiva, no, not tattoo, writing itself. Be'etzem, the Ksiva would be Mekayim. But there's a Zaitik Azach, a side issue that a person will sweat out of his body and that will rub it out. So the Ksiva itself, Be'etzem, could be Mekayim. Now something else is going to come and rub it out, so then you're Chayim. But that's the halacha is, it has to be Ksiva HaMiskayim. Ksiva Shena Miskayim, like writing on the mist of a window, so that if you just write out something, that's ksiva sheina miskayim, the ksiva which is not going to last. So that is osa only midrabon. We're not allowed to do it, but that's osa midrabon. But just to make a figure in the air, you want to tell somebody what time is mincha is. Just write that at 6. That's godish. That's mutter. Now I'd like to go over a little bit, halacha lamaisa taka, how it taka works, go over a little bit to meleches mechika, how it is halacha lamaisa, how do you do it when you have, let's say, a cake with a number on, or a picture on, are you allowed to cut that cake on Shabbos, eat that cake on Shabbos? That's got to do meleches mechika. This is interesting. The halachas of ksiva, not so in Shulchan Aruch explained in detail, but the Ramah does say in the Ramah in Simon Shin Mem Siim Gimel says, Hagav, also leshaber uga shekosav alav kamin oisus. You're not allowed to break a cake which is written on it letters. Even though your intention is just to cut the piece of cake, dava moichik. So that's moichik. Be'etzem, it's moichik. Normally moichik would only be chayv. It's moichik al menas lichtoiv. This is not at all moichik al menas lichtoiv. It's only mekalkel. But nevertheless, we still say if you're cutting it, okay, you're being mekalkel, that is osa midrabono. And the Mishibura says that applies by pictures as well on the cake. Yesh machmirim, afilu mitziurim, pictures is the same halacha.
Derech achila is not called the kal. Or is it? I'm saying you take this letter A or B or whatever, Aleph, you know, you put it in your mouth and you're breathing it. This chuck.
Come to that, yeah. Yeah. So Mishnah Berurah says, let's go back to cutting a letter or breaking a letter. So the shtetl in a Ramah, you shouldn't do it, even though you haven't got kavanah lak lachila, but you're interested in eating and cutting, but it's a psikresha of mechika, and it's a psikresha, but we call it actually a psikresha, it's a drabono. It's a psikresha, you're cutting the cake, but you're breaking a letter as well, so it's a psikresha, doing it is a drabono, because the mechika is shloy al manas lichtoiv. So it's a drabono, so it's a psikreshen, it is a drabono. Mishibura says here is a big chiddush, that there's a difference what the letters or the pictures or the numbers on the cake, what is that made of? If it's made, this only applies if the numbers is made from a different material, the word is a different substance than the cake itself. Like a cream. If you have a number made out of cream, then there's an issa to break that number with a knife or with your hands. But if the writing is from the actual substance of the cake itself, like it's there's a form on it. Or even a man, or you managed with your handsome form to make a ksiva on the cake. Zokta ein shem ksiva alo, and memele es no shayach mechike. That's no. So that's a davet study. That's like a cream. So that's not the actual material of the cake. So that would go into the mogat, into the included in the ramah. But you should not cut that. Not cut it with your. Not break it with your hands either. Only, says the Mishibura, from it's the actual cake itself. And then he says another heter.
If you get a watermelon, which is written down by Mitzvah's name, 30, is that uchik on that cut out? Even though it's the same substance, to me that is just.
It's cut out. With honey, which is mixed with water, or shamei peiris, then also it's water. It's not sort of, it's just in a liquid which is written with honey mixed with water, or made peiris is also water.
That would be the same as edible ink.
It means that if it's made with water, is it?
Well, it's edible. It's a ink. Is it like a flowing thin thing? It's edible.
So it's just
lasers pictures onto cakes using edible ink.
Yeah, so no cream there at all, just ink. Just ink. Could be. But it comes out on the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish is questions both kulas of the Mishneh Berurah. Firstly, he says, I don't understand what's the difference, whether it's from the made from the cream on cake or whether it's the actual cake. Once he says, l'chore, making it on Shabbos, is l'chore, would you be allowed to make a cake on Yom Tov into a form with not with letters? You wouldn't be allowed to do it on Yom Tov. Only if it's not miskai, but otherwise you shouldn't do it. So if it's called kosev, why should letters not be called moichik? So the Chazon Ish says, I don't understand. The l'chore says, you shouldn't be, even if the numbers, the letters, are from the actual material of the cake, you still shouldn't be able to break and cut it, cut the cake and break it. And Meperis, he says, I also don't understand if it's, what's the difference if it's made out of liquid, it's the leksav. So the Lamaisa, it comes out, it's a big machlekes achreinim. There's two points of the Mishneh Berurah. Number one, so l'kulei alma, if it's a cream, separate thing, you shouldn't be cutting the cake or breaking it. If it's from the cake itself, the Mishneh Berurah says it's not called shem ksiva, and therefore it's not mechika. Chazon Ish says, I don't understand it. You wouldn't be able on Yom Tov to make the letters like that. So why should you be allowed to do ksiva? And May Paris he's also the wonders on this heter. He says also don't answer, it's also a ksav. So Lamaisa, Aloha Lamaisa, it's a machlekes. So Lachor is not kilu, not posher to allow oneself to Lachor is better to be nobody's machriya here between machlekes, mishmur and Chazon Ish. There's a mokum to be machme, not to break the letters and even with a biscuit itself. But if you want to come to eat it, you're not cutting the letters, you just take a biscuit and bite it and put it in your mouth, or a piece of cake which has got letters, and you come to eat it with your mouth, doshteit is mutter in all cases, whether it's from the actual substance of the cake or whether it's something else, because that is called That's derech achila is mutter. And interesting, what's pshat in this heter? This heter is based on, derech achila, we don't allow. They give a little bit more of a hesbah than that, they say. It's a psikresha in two midrabons. I'm eating, and by the same time, I'm breaking, but it's inevitably I'm going to break the letters. So number one, it's Mekalkel, one Drabonon. Number two, it's Klacheyad. You don't normally break Mekalkel with your mouth. Psikresha in two Drabonons, you can be Mekal.
He says three Psikresha de la Lichmelek.
He doesn't bring it out. Mishmur says it's mutter. Mishmur says it's mutter. Yeah, so that, yeah. I mean, so there is means what to be maker, yeah. This it's not to be maker, it's not to be machmir. It's, yeah. They're not people, yeah. There's no hachroi here. No hachroi. So I haven't got the Mishmur stuff as maker, if it's even the actual cake you can. Well, yeah, and the chaznish you shouldn't. Now it's very interesting. There's a Gemara in Pesachim, which the Gemara in Pesachim says, you can be yotze your chiv matzah on the first night of Pesach with tzarikim hametziyori, which is matzah which has been made in a, with pictures on of birds and fish. You can be yotze with that. So lechayra, this would be a raya. This sounds like a raya to the Mishnah Berurah. You've got your matzah with a design on. So you can eat it. So you can break your matzah with a picture on and eat it. So the Chazanish says, there's a difference between a design and a number. A design, once you have a bread with a design, it becomes part of the bread. It's the bread with a designed bread. Mashenkein, a number or writing, that is not called. Letters on earth, you can't call it part of the bread, and that is awesome. So the Chazon Ish sort of said like this, so it comes out like this. There's a tucker, a difference between if it's a picture on a bread or design on a bread, then even the Chazanish is moida that you could break it, cut it and break it. Because that is the perception. Could it smore it? It's bottled to the bread. But letters, hold the Chazanish, that's not bottled on the bread. So that you can't break.
A scoop which forms a shape. That's
okay, that's not a shape. That's not a shape, that's not called a shape. To cut melon with a scoop or ice cream with a scoop, that's okay, because that's not called a shape, that's just called a nice, sort of nice way of cutting it. Now, to cut a cake between the letters. So, you're not cutting the letter, you're just breaking a word. Let's say you got Mazel Tov, so you cut between the Mem and the Zion, and so you're breaking that word. Thus, that is mutter. Meleches koisev is writing the letter, and moichik is rubbing out the letter. But as long as the letters remain bishleimuson, there's no issa putting letters together. No issa putting the letters together or moving letters away, because ksiva is only actually writing the letter, forming the letter. But putting the letters together or moving them away, that's not called meleches ksiva.
While it's in your mouth, you're about to be breaking the letter. While it's in your mouth,
that we say is mutter. That we said is a psikresha. That's trade rabbonim. That even the Mishmura says is mutter. Now, the Mogen Avraham brings the Ask a Kasha on this. What do we say? We said just now, between the letters is not a problem, but the Mogen Avraham brings such a thing, that there was such a thing sometimes on the paroiches of the Aron HaKodesh, there's letters stuck on. And what happens sometimes if the letter falls off? State in Mogen Avraham, you're not allowed to put the letters back on again on Aron HaKodesh. So we could think, it sounds like putting letters together to create a word is also called ksiva. So it says Rav Shlomo Zalman, no, that's not called mitzad, putting the letters together. Like when you put ink on a piece of paper, that's called you're writing a letter. Similarly, putting a letter on a background, that is called writing. So putting a letter which fell off, putting it on a proiches, because it's creating a word. That itself, fixing the letter on the background, on its background, is like putting ink on a piece of paper.
But joining two curtains together with lettering on either side would be a problem. No problem.
No problem. Either letter on each side. But if you had to have, let's say like a Mog and David, and half of it is on one pareches, and half on the other pareches, that could be a problem. Creating a picture and that's it. But just one letter on one side, one letter on the other side.
But you're creating a word by joining.
That doesn't matter. That's not called malachic siva, creating a word. Malachic siva is only creating a letter. Mele, these jumpers you have, you often have a zip jumper with a writing writing it, creates a word, big letter on this side and this side. That it's like that's mutter.
Even with a picture.
That I didn't say.
That's
worse. A picture is like a letter. So if you have half a picture on this side, and half, do you get these jumpers? I suppose like that. Half a picture on this side, and half a picture on this side. That's not the same.
You've got only, let's say, one A, and I do a zip, and I can see the whole A. That's possible.
Half the A on this side, and half the A on this side.
Yeah.
That's problematic. So it doesn't matter even if you're not writing the letter, but just connecting, creating a letter is a problem.
There's only one letter.
Oh, good. Chatzis is also, it's not mutter. It's in the Reise, Chatzis is also in the Reise. So if you call this, putting the letters together, putting a letter together is not going to be a problem.
It's not made for it to be misguided.
It's made to close. It's a shade of misguided. So then it would be a...
Same as writing on the window.
Yeah, so that's also midrabono. So it's Kasim Shayna Miskaim, it's also midrabono. So that would still be also midrabono to do it. So it's a psikresha by Isidrabono. You don't, better, you're not interested in the writing. You're closing a jumper. But Lamaisa, you're creating a letter. You're creating a letter. So it's a psikresha midrabono, which is also. Segregation based by one is drabon, it's definitely also awesome. To cut a piece of cake in a shape like triangle or any other shape, that's mutter. That's not called making it into a, you're not creating a picture. But to cut up some fruit in a form of a flower, that's daka awesome, because that's mamish like, that's like making a tziur. And as if this is also Mefurisha Gemara in Beya, that you're allowed to make a simon, you're allowed to cut a piece of meat in three corners. Gemara says that Rabbi Bachome cut a piece, a meat in a triangle. So that's not called making a tzura. Just in a triangle is not called making a tzura. Chayodam says that you're not allowed to make a yontif, a dough. When you make bread in yontif, you're not allowed to make it like a picture, like in any other tzura. So you see, Taka, there's a difference to make. So you've got mitzad echad the chayodam. How does that fit with this Gemara in Be'er that you can cut a piece into three corners? Three corners is nishkatsura. If you make something into a proper tzura, you're making a dough like a bread, then it's taka osa. So the ma'aseh, just to sum up, comes out like that: to cut a food in any simple tzura is mutter. Even you might want to make it in a nice design, but it's three cornered, it should have a triangle, any type of a shape is mutter. But to make a cake in a special tzura, like a balchai, is osa. But here comes along the Chiddush of the Chazanish. Once the cake itself is already made into a tzura, then you're allowed to cut it. Now it's bottom, it's all part of the bread and the cake, and that is mutter. And according to the Mishibura, the same thing would be by letters as well. So letters, you're not allowed to make a cake with letters, but once you have the cake with letters, according to the Mishnah Berurah, you'll be allowed to cut it. Chazanesh, you couldn't even cut that as well. Okay, Nochinami said, just to cut vegetables, fruit and vegetable, like we said, you can't tuck it, but just to take lettuce with a scoop, that lokole al mezmuta is not called making a soup.
Yeah.